it cost you at least £20 or a fiver for a 3-day
A fiver for 3-day casual use.
Okay. And if you ride around the town for 29 minutes and then get onto a different bicycle, you will find that there isn't an additional 50p charge.
That's my understanding.
Yep, that's what our guy was telling us. A guy, when he was down earlier on trying these bicycles out. Other question people want answered, is the council insuring these bicycles? If they knock someone down, can you claim off the council?
In terms of insurance, Frank, I'd probably have to talk to the legal department around that because, as you know, we have appointed an operator, so I don't want to give you an answer because I'm not 100% clear on that, but I would assume that insurance was one of the key priorities that's been looked after.
Okay, well, maybe we can look into that to see if we are insured if we're knocked down by the cyclist. The reason that I'm asking that is one of the first comments we had this morning was from Jeannie Johnson, a former colleague of ours, who was knocked down by a cyclist at the weekend. Not on one of your bicycles, of course.
Right.
Not on one of yours. Let's look at the positives.
First
of all, they look good. Secondly, it's a great way of getting around the town. And in a very short space of time, I'm going to speak to a police officer about where you can ride them and where you can't ride them. So, as Lord Mayor, what's your message to people considering them?
Well, I think it's a fantastic addition to the city. I mean, Belfast is now a European city. That's outward looking. We're trying to provide as many transport options as we can. We're trying to reduce the carbon footprint and we're trying to improve people's physical ability or physical fitness. But what a fantastic way to take a new kind of perspective on the city. I was out on the bikes earlier on myself with the Minister, Danny Kennedy, and I couldn't help but say hello to everybody that was passing who were on the footpath. Of course, I was on the road, and that's where we have to stay as cyclists. But it was brilliant to be visible and just to engage people as I was passing them by as I ran down Royal Avenue. It was brilliant.
And what sort of money is it costing to provide this service?
Well, I know that DRD put $1.1 million into the scheme, and I know that Coca-Cola sponsors for $300,000. And, of course, the council are picking up the operating cost of that as well over the course of the year as part of our investment programme. So it's not insignificant in terms of the amount of money, but this is really about giving people who are working in our city, people who live in our city, and people who visit our city an alternative option in relation to transport and seeing what the city has to offer.
And do you think we'd ever get the money back with those annual subscriptions? Like £20, it's not very much,
No.
But if enough people use it, enough people register, you know, you could get money, you could get a return on it, but could you run out of bicycles?
Well, at the minute we have 300 bikes and we have 30 docking stations. This is the first phase. Obviously, we're going to monitor this to see how effective it is. But the payback, Frank, is in more than monetary terms. You know, we're going to have visitors who will come to the city. Bike schemes are all over the major cities right across Ireland and across Europe. Belfast now has its own, so it's going to attract people who are interested in two wheels getting around cities. So the benefit is beyond the subscription cost, and the value of the scheme is beyond just financial terms. It's going to contribute to the health of the city as well. So there's more to it than just the financial cost, but we want to make it affordable for as many people as possible. And if this is successful in terms of city centre schemes, we'll be looking to push it out in the neighbourhoods as well.
And who is it that actually runs it for council?
The name of the operator is NSL.
Yeah, but that's a separate entity from council.
Absolutely, and they have obviously experience to run another scheme, so you know they have experience to bring to Belfast to ensure that we have the best opportunity of making this a success for the city.
Okay, I must have a yarn with them to see if they insure us if we're on the bicycles. But
absolutely, Frank, I want to see you out on the bike.
Yeah, but maybe we don't need insurance because you know I can ride my own bicycle without any insurance. So that may be the answer to that.
I'll quickly clear that one up for you.
Yeah, that'd be good if we just could get an answer on that because people are asking us, Lord Mayor, in relation to if they have an accident of some sort. Who's liable?
Yeah. I'll make sure somebody phones you in the next 10 or 15 minutes to give you an answer.
That's what I call a Lord Mayor.
Well, that's what I'm about, Frank. Getting the business done.
Thank you, sir.
Brilliant. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
All right,
there you go. There's the Lord Mayor out on his bicycle this morning.